Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Scott Waldron, the brand strategist and communication expert that helps companies communicate more effectively with their customers and employees with the goal of creating more alignment, consistency, and loyalty. Sounds good to me. And Mr. Waldron, thanks for joining us here today here on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, Eric. Good to be here, man.
Yes, sir. Good to have you out, and really looking forward to hearing from you, especially as a brand strategist and communication expert. I'm sure you have a lot of valuable information for our audience here today. So for those that aren't so sure what a brand is, what is a brand?
All right. This is the one I usually always start off with this, and I think it's really, really important to understand, okay, that your brand is not your logo, okay? Your brand is not your color palette and the fonts that you use. So I usually start off with a little riddle sometimes, but we'll just phrase it this way. Brand is the thing that everyone talks about, yet few people understand it, and even fewer people know how to manage it. But still, everyone wants it. Everyone needs it. And it's arguably one of the most valuable intangible assets that you have. So your brand is, in essence, what people say about you when you're not around, your reputation. Okay? So I don't necessarily control my brand, and to an extent, right? I have a million different brands out there. Every time I interact with some kind of person, whether it's somebody on my team, an employee, staff member, leadership, or a customer, I'm creating a little brand impression inside each one of those minds that I interact with. And I have a choice of how I'm going to conduct myself in order to create a good brand interaction or a bad brand interaction on the employee experience side and on the customer experience side. So that's really how I unpack what brand is.
I like it, and a great way to kick things off here today, and really a great explanation on what a brand is. Why is a brand actually important? Get into some of those details.
Oh, gosh. I think it's, you know, based on what I just explained, it's everything. Like, if your brand is hurting, if people are looking at you in a way that is not favorable, number one, they're not going to be very loyal to you, right? And that's what we're trying to create ultimately, is loyalty inside of our organization and outside of our organization, is to create loyalty. Inside of our organization, what loyalty does and what a good, you know, essence, a good brand atmosphere creates is more dedication, less turnover, more driven personnel, more collaboration, more engagement, ultimately more efficiencies. Okay, so internally, that's what a good, healthy brand helps us do, healthy communication, whatnot. On the external side, if we have good brand experiences, provide that for our customers, then they in turn want to buy more of what we have. They in turn want to buy more of what we offer because of what we've done for them. We can even mess up sometimes when we have a good, healthy brand, right? We do that with marriage. Right. So we're married to somebody because somebody fell in love with our brand. I know my wife says it's really unsexy, but we have a brand impression that somebody fell in love with at some point. We know that we can mess up sometimes because that person, we have a loyalty with each other. Right. I mean, of course, there's a limit, but ultimately that is what helps. And that brand is what is so important, is the foundation of everything you are and everything you do going forward as an individual and as a business.
In looking at brand loyalty, I guess when I think of brand loyalty, the two brands that come to mind first off is Starbucks and Apple, but how do you create more brand loyalty?
It is not an overnight process. And I always say that to people because people will come up to me, business owners or even individuals that are hiring people, are like, gosh, we just have high turnover, or, you know, these people, like, why aren't they all of a sudden loyal to me? I mean, they purchased my widget last week, and it takes time, right? So think again, back to dating. How often does it work out that you walk into a bar and ask somebody to marry you and they say yes and you go get married like right away? Not very often unless you're in Vegas. This is something that's really important to understand, that it takes dating, right? It takes nurturing that relationship. So there are steps to what I call brand heaven and steps that I call brand hell that lead you down that way as well. So we'll go over brand heaven, because brand hell is just the opposite. Brand heaven, first of all, we have first interactions. That first impression will either help us get a second date or not, right? Help us have another interaction with that customer or employee or not. And it will be healthy. Number two is consistency in those interactions. We have to be consistent in those good interactions. Number three is that we are building credibility. After we've been consistent in those good interactions, credibility starts to build up. And then we become and start to feel more authentic to people. Now we start to feel real. And in a world of inauthenticity via social media or whatever platforms that we're doing or using, inauthenticity is a big thing now. People want to feel connected to somebody. After authenticity kicks in, we start to get into the trust. And people start to say, okay, you're legit. You've checked off the boxes. And now I start to feel like you're authentic. Now I'm going to trust you with this thing. I'm going to trust you with my money. I'm going to trust you with my heart. I'm going to trust you with my dedication and loyalty and see what you do with it. At that point in time, we can either choose to do good things with that or bad things with that. And in turn, that is what's going to create loyalty. We do good things with that. It's going to build on top of whatever we've just done over time. And ultimately, that loyalty will, explode into referrals and into helping us recruit better people internally. It's the key to making business work.
This is awesome. The information you've shared so far, really good stuff today. We're joined by Scott Waldron, brand strategist and communication expert that helps companies communicate more effectively with their customers and employees, with the goal of creating more alignment, consistency, and loyalty. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EP and the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Scott, if you would, what are the top three ways a brand strategy can future-proof your business?
This is such a relevant topic right now, right? This won't be the last time that we're in the midst of some kind of issue that is we need to plan for in the future. We need to future-proof our business, and a brand is one of the great ways we can do that. I'll just list a few of them here. Number one, recruitment. According to an Accenture report, 65% of people are drawn to brands that treat their employees well. If we are an employee inside of an organization, and I'm going home at night and I'm talking about how bad my job sucks and how I don't like my team members and how my boss is a jerk, that's a brand problem, okay? And that is going to bleed into the outside world, and that's going to hurt recruitment, and that's going to hurt engagement within our organization. We need to future-proof our business by creating a communication and brand strategy that helps with recruitment. Number two is decision-making. A brand strategy is the thing that's going to hold us, keep us grounded when times are dark, when times are tough. A brand strategy is a macro view, not a micro view. Marketing is micro. Brand strategy is macro. That is the vision, mission, values. That is the purpose. That is your positioning in the marketplace, how you develop that differentiator. That's the thing that's going to hold you steady moving forward no matter what. Okay? You may lose the battle that day, but your brand strategy is going to help you win the war. So number two was decision-making. Number three is understanding the idea around differentiation. How do we differentiate ourselves? How do we stay top of mind to people when times are tough? That we are always relevant, that we are always the one people think of at that space in their brain, right? Every spot in our brain is filled by a brand of some sort. Like when we think of nose tissue, we think of a certain brand, right? When we think of a flying disc that we play with at the park, we think of a certain brand. When we think of a thing that we put over our a bandage that we put over a scrape on our knee, we think of a certain brand. How do you fill that brand void in somebody else's mind with your particular product or service?
Yeah, thanks for your input there. Most appreciated and helpful as well. Now, looking at your personal brand, what makes you Scott Waldron unique?
I feel my unique proposition is the fact that I come from a background of design, graphic design. I run a design firm, but that I put a very strong emphasis on overarching brand strategy, long-term outlook on what that is. And underneath that, I really, really, really incorporate the idea of employee engagement and culture development within an organization. A lot of companies will just focus on the HR aspects of leadership development or team development or whatever internally with employees and staff. A lot of agencies out there will just focus on design. A lot of agencies out there will just do some brand strategy work. What makes me unique is that I am an expert in all three of them and how they all tie in together to ultimately create a more profitable business for you. And that is, at the end of the day, what you'll have a hard time finding anywhere else around.
And that certainly will make you unique in the space. And Scott, really appreciate all the wealth of information and insight shared here today on branding. Super, super info. And I'm sure the audience agrees with me as well and is also appreciative in the same regard. Now, before you go, I'd love to tap into the well a little further and get a little further insight. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
I think that it's really important that we do put an emphasis on brand. I know it's this intangible thing, right? It's not something that you can always see and feel. It's not the super sexiest thing all the time. But the way I think about, and I want you to think about your brand, is it is the foundation of your house. It is the thing that everything is built upon. You don't see the concrete foundation under your house. But if it's ever cracked, you have massive problems. You don't even think about the foundation of your house until it's cracked. Then you have massive problems. If you don't have a foundation on your house, it's not even going to last. So what I really want you to think about is that foundation that you're building upon, is it solid? Is it something that is going to sustain the test of time and crisis when you are going through things internally as an organization and externally with your external marketing efforts?
Well, Mr. Waldron, it certainly has been more than a pleasure to have had you with us. Really appreciate all the information and advice and detailed shared here today on the program covering branding. Before you go, where can listeners connect with you and get more information and tap into your services?
They can jump on my website. I've got a special offer just for EPN listeners. There is a, you can visit my website at scottwaldron.com. That's scottwaldron.com/EPN. And on that, they will find an online brand health assessment. So you can go in there. There's 20 questions. It'll give you a quantifiable number of your brand health to help you think about a few of those things. And a company culture assessment, 20 questions again, to help you evaluate the health of your culture. And then kind of a marketing peace index. That one literally takes about 3 seconds. There's 4 quick questions on there to kind of understand how you feel, how at peace are you with your marketing efforts. So those are things for your listeners. I want to go ahead and offer that for them. They're totally free, just a gift for y'all.
Well, on behalf of the listeners, I certainly do appreciate that offer. Again, folks, that is scottwaldron.com/EPN. Mr. Waldron, really appreciate it, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks a lot, Eric. It was good to be here, man. Thanks.
Certainly was my pleasure. Anytime. We've been speaking with Scott Waldron, brand strategist and communication expert that helps companies communicate more effectively with their customers and employees with the goal of creating more alignment, consistency, and loyalty. And for all the details, visit scottwaldron.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.